College of DuPage Weather Center.
30 degrees in September? That's a little much. It's currently 68 degrees in Glen Ellyn at 6:06. It's time for Final Edition. Good Tuesday evening, I'm Gary Zydek. Tonight on Final Edition, we'll have an update on the sudden influx of mosquitoes and itch mites in the area. The DuPage County Health Department's Dave Haas will tell us what's led to the increase. Also coming up a little bit later, our weekly Tuesday night roundtable, Journalism Shop Talk. Tonight, journalism professor Kathy Stabling and media consultant Joe Corrado will be discussing the media's coverage of the 9/11 anniversary. But first, on the six-year anniversary of 9/11, we'll find out how Argonne National Laboratory is improving national security. That's next. The events that took place 6 years ago today changed the way America looks at national security. Lamont-based Argonne National Laboratory has played a major role in developing tools for national defense long before 9/11. But Argonne senior scientist Sammy Gopalasamy says work on certain projects took on added importance after the terrorist attacks. Gopalasamy is part of a team of researchers that have developed technology that can covertly detect and identify chemicals being used in foreign factories. The passive millimeter wave spectrometer has won an award as one of the top inventions of 2007. Gopalasamy tells WDCB News the spectrometer would be able to identify weapons of mass destruction by testing the smoke plumes emitted from factories or laboratories.
What our instrument does is we simply receive, not send, we simply receive any signal that is self-emitted by the chemicals, which is in the form of plume. So whatever the signature that is passively, that is emitted, and we measure and process and tell what kind of chemicals they are manufacturing. It may not be visible to your eye. It may be something that's just coming out. The plume may not be visible, but our sensor will detect it from a few kilometers away, what's going on in that facility. So that has a lot of implications for national security, even for homeland security.
What would be an example of how this new technology could help national security?
Let's say that I don't want to get into the too much sensitive information, but I can say that there are a lot of rogue nations making illicit materials. It could be nuclear. And whatever you do, it is inevitable that some form of chemicals will be vented through the air. It could be a very ordinary commercial milk powder making factory. It could be a chemical warfare producing factory. It could be a nuclear material producing factory. So from the signatures that come out of the stack, we could tell what is going on in that facility from remotely, hiding from someplace, not even know people knowing that we are observing them.
When you say remotely, how close would the sensors be?
We have done proved up to 600 meters at this point, but we think we could do a few kilometers, from a few kilometers.
And those would be, you would place sensors a few kilometers, and then you would be remotely be able to check the results from those sensors?
Correct. We can remotely, what it does is it, the signals coming out of that plume is radiated everywhere, and we, from the location where we are, with a lens, we focus that radiation into our instrument, and then it tells what type of chemicals that is.
Right, so it's not actually detecting radiation, it's detecting the chemicals that would be needed.
That's right.
What else could it? It could also detect other chemical warfare, like mustard gas or something like that.
In principle, yes. But what we have developed the instrument, what it does is to look for chemicals that are self-emitting. Some chemicals may not emit because of the nature of the molecule, but most molecules will emit. In those cases, we will be able to detect them.
And we've covered the kind of the national security aspect of this, and we're on the anniversary of 9/11. Is that kind of how this research was born, or was this being developed for something else?
Well, we got started in those days when chemical warfare was at the forefront. So National Security Government, Department of Energy, was investigating technologies, remote sensing technologies, that can detect chemicals. So that's how we started out in the early 90s. And then we slowly evolved into, up to the 9/11, the different demands came into being. Nuclear materials is one, weapons of mass destruction of different types. So this particular one was specifically focused on nuclear facilities.
How does it work on the ground, I guess? Do the sensors have to be put in a certain spot to get accurate readings?
Sure. The way we deployed it, we tested is from a trailer, but you have to have a clear line of sight from your sensor to the stack top. So it can have atmosphere, some technologies like optics will have problems with the cloud and things like that. This technology can pass through the cloud without problems and still see the chemicals coming out of the stack. So the basic requirement is it has to have a line of sight from the sensor to the stack. If there is something hiding, like let's say that if there is a big wall, then you don't have the line of sight. You won't be able to do it.
But when it would be used, it would be used as in a top secret form. It would have to be a secret, right?
It can be covert, depending on the negotiations we have with the countries. You know, in some places that we have arms control treaty, where we just monitor. They have allowed inspections. You just go there and inspect in a overt manner, meaning whether they comply with the treaty. In cases where you have to do it covertly, then you try to conceal that equipment in some form.
So ultimately, do you feel this technology could change international relations? Because
I would think so.
The U.S. will be able to
share this technology with other countries and make it, that would be even better. I mean, so that we know that we are there watching and it can be avoided.
Sami Gopalasamy is a senior scientist at Argonne National Laboratory.